and the governor recognized. And now we come to Senate Bill 77, protecting mothers and unborn babies, protecting the sanctity of life. Please join me in welcoming our great leader from Bonnier, Georgia, a friend to all women and to all Georgia families, our Governor Sonny Perdue.
Thank you very much for that kind introduction, and may we live up to all those great things that you said. We are used in this business to talk about speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. And ultimately, in a democratic republic, that's what our form of government is about, speaking for those who can't come to Atlanta, who we can't referendum everything. And it's an awesome trust that these legislators and statewide elected officials have, or even local officials, in speaking for someone. It's probably one of the most sacred trusts that we can think of. But today we're taking that even a step further. We are truly speaking for those who can't speak for themselves with this legislation. And I want to thank Renee and Sue for being here, and I want to thank you all for being here as we signed Senate Bill 77, the feticide bill. And this bill goes a long way to help us protect those who can't speak for themselves, the unborn children. Unless it's happened to you individually, it's hard to imagine the pain and anguish a mother and father feel when they lose a child, lose a baby. But to lose a child or an unborn child to a violent crime must be particularly unbearable. And I hope that with this legislation, fewer Georgia families will go through that traumatic experience. This bill does a couple of things to help us keep Georgia's unborn children safe. Specifically, it expands the definition of feticide to include any stage of the child's development in the womb. It also creates new criminal offenses against Georgia's unborn children, which include assault, battery, voluntary manslaughter. This last offense will now be a felony punishable by up to 20 years in prison. Because we do say and we do cherish life in Georgia, I think, and you've heard me say it before, Mary and I sincerely and genuinely believe that it is our moral obligation to protect and to defend the weak and the innocent and those who cannot speak for themselves. This bill doesn't stop at just protecting the unborn. It also creates stiffer penalties to protect pregnant mothers from those who would harm them. Senate Bill 77 does this by creating another new criminal offense, assault of a pregnant woman. And it classifies this crime as a high and aggravated misdemeanor. You know, I've said often that people shouldn't have government involved in every area of their lives. In many situations, I believe that we should play a limited role. Folks, this is not one of those areas. In the same way, the sexual predator legislation that I signed helps to protect Georgia's young boys and girls, this feticide bill will help to protect our unborn children and our pregnant mothers. When you clear away all the other issues that get politicized by the media, you're left with one of the most, I think, fundamental and necessary purposes of government, and that is essentially public safety. And I want to thank the General Assembly, specifically Senator Renee Unnerman, Representative Sue Burmeister, for expanding that definition of the public to the unborn children of Georgia. And my thanks go to all the other groups represented here today and not here that lent their support to this bill and their efforts over the years. And at this time, it'll be my honor to sit down and ask these ladies to join me on either side as I sign Senate Bill 77.